In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
I knew you would play this.
Choose.
Hey, podcast listeners, how you doing?
Hey, KBZ, we're doing something we do every year.
It's really awesome, helping out kids in the area, trying to get a coat. If you see a kid walking to school, and I've seen them, and they don't have a coat, they look miserable. They're never like, oh, I'm so excited. They're bundled up. They're huddled together. You can help them out. Just go to KMBZ.com. Find the link to Coats for Kids there. Operation Warm. Pinnacle Bank also working with us on this. Just for $25, you can get that kid a coat. If you see that he has a friend who also doesn't have a coat, guess what? $50. You get them both coats. Help us out. We do this every year. And by the way, it is funny. I've already seen. Did you do this last year? We do it every year. Because guess what? There's still kids that need coats. Also, kids grow. They grow out of coats. They need new ones. All right? We're not giving coats to the same kids every year. Like, hey, here's one more coat. Double up. Triple up, in fact. Every year there's new kids that don't have coats. And also, I hate to just, you know, make this too dreary and talk about the economic situation of our times, but that kid's family might have been able to afford a coat 3 years ago, 4 years ago, 5 years ago. But this year, maybe dad lost his job. They can't get a new one. So you can help them out. Just go to KMBZ.com, search for the coats link, and donate today. Yes, Quentin, were you going to say something?
I was going to say something kind of mean, I'm not going to.
What are you going to say?
This is a pop. We're doing a positive. You know, we're helping kids out. That's what we're about. We're helping the kids.
Are you saying that I can't help but be antagonistic? Is that like?
I don't know if you're I think I'm the antagonist here.
Antagonist?
Yeah, antagonist. I think I'm. Sometimes you say stuff, and I'm just like, man, I could be a real jerk.
I don't mind if you're a jerk. Makes me look good.
Yeah.
No.
I know. Well, see, that's why I'll take my, you know, deep thoughts and emotions being mean to kids.
Go to KBZ.com.
Well, this might come up later when we talk about Christmas villains at 1 o'clock.
I think you would love being a Christmas villain.
Okay. I do think it would be fun.
Yeah. Right. Like stealing kids' toys, watching them cry on Christmas day.
Like, you know, little snot-nosed brat, you know, who's pushing the other kids around. Oh, you wouldn't think it would be funny to leave coal in that kid's stocking?
Oh, yeah, that guy is a jerk. Yeah, some little jerk bully kid. Yeah, Scott Farkas.
Yeah,
sure.
Look, I would love to take a coat, but he's not getting candy canes.
You know what? We'll talk about this later because I'm sure it'll come up when we do our list of Christmas movie villains. But you know what bothers me the most about Scut Farkas from A Christmas Story?
Do tell.
There's the scene where, and I had to watch this last night to get audio for what we're going to be doing later. The scene where he's like, come on, are you going to cry? You going to cry? And they push in on his face like they're zooming in slowly. And I realize he's wearing a fox skin hat.
Yeah.
And you can see the fox's face without the eyes and it's flattened. It's disturbing.
Maybe that's where the yellow eyes comes from. It's referencing the fox.
It's the, as God is my witness, yellow eyes. All right. So you came in with the song Bojangles. That is apparently a restaurant that is coming to town. A popular chicken chain plans to open 3 locations across the Kansas City metro, in Blue Springs, Merriam, and Overland Park. They confirmed that they're going to be doing that in the Kansas City market. This set off, I saw so many people online yesterday just so excited about Bojangles coming to town. Where are they specifically coming? Blue Springs, Merriam, and Overland Park, but where?
At 1205 Metcalf Avenue in Overland Park,
okay.
9100 Johnson Drive in Merriam, and 808 Northwest Highway 7 in Blue Springs. So kind of, you know.
Well, they're replacing, some of them are replacing. Two of them are replacing the Merriam and Blue
Springs are replacing the Jack in the Box restaurants.
So that Jack in the Box right there by I-35 by Cinemark and IKEA. I guess the Bojangles is going to go in there. So it's close enough. I guess I can check them out when they finally come here. I don't know why people were so excited about this. Do we not have enough fast food options in the area? Is this that good? I've never had them before.
It's very popular. It's a very Southern restaurant.
Yeah. It almost seems racist. Doesn't it a little?
I mean, you can say that about a lot of things. Well,
maybe it's because when I hear the song Bojangles, it's like Sammy Davis Jr. made that song popular. And it just does. It just, something about it makes it seem kind of like a minstrel show or something like that.
Roll Tide.
Yeah, very, very much Alabama. On the way to watching the team, let's stop by the Bojangles.
They're very famous for, it's a fried chicken place.
Okay.
They're biscuits and they're like dipping sauce. Like their dipping sauce comes in these really big circular plastic, and their dipping sauce is like real famous. So their biscuits and their biscuits dipping sauce.
Okay, so here's what they have: biscuit sandwiches, roughly about $3.50 to $6. A country ham biscuit for $3.58. Okay, my mouth's watering. Cajun filet biscuit for $5.74. Most combos are $8 to $11. So is it mostly chicken sandwiches, or is it fried chicken like Popeyes?
It's a fried chicken place, but like the sandwiches with their biscuit. They have
family meal deals. Okay, so they do have like regular. Okay.
Right, but
so,
they're...
Well, Popeyes have sandwiches now too. What am I talking about? Yeah. That's what they're most famous for
anymore. It's just their... I mean, you remember the fried chicken wars that happened? Yep. I think that was right after COVID.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why everybody's angry.
That's why everybody's fat. I got to tell you, man, when I moved back here, I've gained like 40 pounds since last year because of the food situation in this area. It's bananas, and unfortunately, not literally bananas. If it was literally bananas, maybe I'd lose some weight because that's actually, you know, healthy compared to what I'm normally eating. I didn't have access to this kind of fast food on the East Coast. It was I didn't realize how spoiled I was by not being spoiled. Here's my question about Bojangles. So a lot of people are excited about it, but is this going to be just another place that we see lines around the block for 2 weeks? And then after that, the parking lot is vacant. It's just empty.
Yeah. I think that's exactly what. I don't know. I mean, unless a Chiefs player, you know, like sponsors some of them. Well, and then it'll be popular for like a week longer.
Okay. I was going to say, because Mahomes owns a bunch of Whataburgers. And I got to be honest with you, I don't remember the last time I saw a line. And maybe I'm wrong, but there's one near me off 159th. And I never see a line at that Whataburger.
Can I tell you a story?
Yeah, go ahead.
So the... Whataburger in Liberty. My friend, we were coming back from the bar, and he was like, hey, you know, we should stop and get something. And we were driving by the one up in Liberty, and I was like, sure. And we went inside, and he got one of the meals, the cheeseburger meals. And I was like, you know, I've never had a cheeseburger here. Let's get a chicken sandwich.
How many
and a
cheeseburgers
milkshake.
Have you had in your life?
It's a good question. Like at restaurants? Very few.
Yeah. Like you can count on one hand probably, right? You don't like cheeseburgers.
It's not that I don't like cheeseburgers. It's
you don't
that
trust them?
I don't. Yeah. I don't eat fast food cheeseburgers.
I don't know you anymore.
Anyways, their Whataburger's milkshake is pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Their milkshake. But the problem with Whataburger is this. It's not that much better than McDonald's, and it's twice as expensive.
And I'm thinking.
That's the problem.
The Bojangles is like, is it that much different from KFC?
No, but the cost isn't that bad. I was just looking at their menu prices. It's basically the same as KFC or Popeyes, so it's not that bad.
I mean, I guess at least there's not that many fried chicken places.
Yeah.
But.
Well, Katie and I were talking about this morning that, you know, there needs to be, like, I'm surprised that everybody who owns a big fast food restaurant isn't doing the same thing McDonald's and Taco Bell are doing, where they just go, hey, yeah, all of this stuff is really expensive, but
this one thing
is super cheap. This like McDonald's has the meal deal where it's $5 for a McDouble or a McChicken, four chicken nuggets, a soda, and fries. All smaller, but it's a full meal. It's like 800 calories for $5. Taco Bell has the, and you have to order through the app, but they have the choose your own box thing. Like, that's cheap. Why? Maybe they just can't afford to do it because Taco Bell and McDonald's are obviously bigger and have probably more purchasing power. But why doesn't everybody do that? Just seems like a no-brainer.
Okay, I mean, if Wendy's, like...
Wendy's has the biggie bag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. If, I don't know. If Sonic did that, would you go to the Sonic or would you still go through... Would you still go to a McDonald's?
I would like to have more variety, I guess.
I do miss the, like during the summer, the half price shakes after 8. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you right now, I'm not downloading your stupid app.
Yeah.
You're
not doing that.
I don't go to any of these places enough to justify downloading an app.
I don't know. 913-586-7798. Are you excited about Bojangles coming to town? Somebody on the text line said, lived in the South. They were there. It's basically Popeyes, but just slightly different. Okay.
Yeah, Popeyes. Yeah, that's a better comparison than KFC.
I don't know. I do worry, and it's a sign of the times. So just I see these new restaurants opening, and I'm like, okay, great. Are you going to be here in a year?
I mean, the fact that they're going in the shell of a Jack in the Box.
Yeah, I mean, doesn't that tell you something? Usually, what goes in the shell of a Jack in the Box or Taco Bell is like a cash for gold place, right? Like, it's not another restaurant. You're right next to a McDonald's and an IKEA where I can get meatballs. I'm not gonna, but, you know, you can.
You could lie to yourself and say that that's what you would rather do.
All right. Coming up, we're going to talk about... this story is just funny to me, and I love stories where there's a whole thing going on, but there's just one part of the story that just makes me laugh. Jurors are hearing this guy, Brian Walsh's chilling alleged Google searches. I don't know who Brian Walsh is. He's a guy who, I guess, is accused of murder. He's probably a really, really awful person. But here's my question. If you were on trial for your life and they said to you, okay, we're going to pull up your Google searches and read them to the court, would you just immediately confess right there?
I think both you and Jamie are screwed in this.
Any talk show host would be screwed. Any talk show host. We'll talk about that next on Midday. Happy Friday, everybody. My wife is currently angry at me because I don't remember who this guy is. And I, it's funny because when we lived in Massachusetts, she watched the nightly news every night and I never did. Not once did I watch it. And the reason why is because I was doing a morning show on a music station. Knowing the barbaric nature of the news was not beneficial to me. It wasn't something we would talk about, but apparently there was a guy named Brian Walsh or Walshy. His name ends with an E. I don't know. He murdered his wife. It's horrible. It's a terrible story. He killed her on January 8th, 2023.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Is
this an allegedly situation?
Sure. He's in court right now. It has been proven.
Okay.
But right now, they're in court discussing. They have his MacBook open and they're discussing his Google searches. For instance, how to get blood out of hardwood floors, how to dispose of a body in the trash, and how to stop a body from decomposing.
Okay. You know what this reminds me of?
Yeah.
Remember that story we did, I don't know, maybe like a month ago, about the guy who DoorDashed all of his murder supplies to a motel room?
Yep.
It's the exact same.
It's not a great look. Yeah. Hold on. So here's the problem with it is that that's obviously damning. And I don't know what Brian Walsh, I don't even know how to say his name, but I don't know what he did for a living, but there's a good chance he didn't need to Google those things outside of the context that he had murdered his wife, right? There's a good chance. I think it's pretty damning. But also, if I look through my search history, there's a lot of weird stuff. I don't have too many searches on how to, you know, get rid of a corpse necessarily. But if I go through mine just from the last day, well, we were talking earlier about the shooting at the convenience store. And I did Google, has anybody survived being shot 17 times? Because that's how many times the guy was shot. And not that he didn't survive, but I was like, God, that's a lot. My brain goes in weird areas because I'm constantly looking for things to talk about for the show. So, like, I think, well, is that a topic? If the guy had survived, would that be it? Like, how many times can you get shot and survive? That would be damning if I was on trial for murder, is what I'm saying.
and somebody was shot 18 times.
Someone was shot exactly 18 times.
Yeah, somebody was shot 18 times, and you had just Googled, has anybody survived getting shot 17 times?
Here, let me, I can't believe I'm doing this on air. Let me open up my history.
I just did that.
Yeah.
And it's pretty boring.
Is it?
A lot of it is like opening up the show sheet and pulling up stories that are in our stack.
Yeah.
Not of a lot of it. A lot of the stories from yesterday that I put on the stack.
You know what that says to me, Quentin? You're just not trying hard enough.
I guess not.
That's the problem.
Pulling clips for later today.
How many families are killed a year because of lithium batteries? Because we're not going to talk about it, but I did have a story about lithium batteries almost
burning
down a house.
And Christmas toys and stuff.
Well, that and like a bunch, there's been a bunch of house fires because of lithium batteries. And I was like, well, how dangerous are they really? How many people actually die versus just fires in the house? But if my family
if
my house burned down, right. I'm saying if I'm on trial, I'm just going to confess.
See, this is why you need a bro. All right.
Yeah.
This is
to clean out my search history.
We've got a circle of trust, and that one of your bros needs to go in and not just you just remove the hard drive from your computer and put it next to a really strong magnet.
Yeah. Mine's mostly other than that, fairly tame. No. Supergirl trailer that came up a lot.
A lot? How much is a lot?
Way too many times, I guess. It was like 6 or 7 times it's on there.
You live in Kansas, right? Oh, I guess Missouri has a problem too.
I mean, is that a problem? It's the trailer came out yesterday. I was interested in it. I like the Superman movie and I wanted to see the Supergirl trailer and I had to like click around like 5 or 6 times to find it.
Do a lot of pausing in there.
By the way, I'm not for anybody. Oh, you're just skipping over all the porn searches. I do that in incognito. I'm not stupid. I need to hide that from myself. How many arguments lead to homicides? That would be damning, right?
Especially since you just said that you got into an argument with your wife about the story
about homicide.
Yeah.
Yeah. How do I just do Google searches though? Violence over Christmas bonuses. Okay. There was a story about a guy assaulting his boss because he didn't get a Christmas bonus. He should have just had his cousin hog time and bring him to his house. In front of his family.
That's the gift that keeps on giving all year, Clark.
I mean, again, I don't have anything like that. The killing of a sacred deer, that's a movie. God, I've spent way too much time online, buddy. I've been trying to cut down. I am at like 300. I'm looking through all these searches. It's like I'm at like 300 and it's not even 12 hours ago. I slept for 8 hours in between there and I still have way too many searches. That's bad. Anyway, I think it was an SNL sketch with Eli Manning where he was on trial and he was just like, I'll just confess. I did it. I did whatever you're accusing me of. I did it. Would it be enough? If they said, we're going to sit here and read your Google history, I don't know if it'd be enough for me, but it would definitely, I would look guilty.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would definitely not look innocent because of the nature of this stupid job.
Yeah. I'm thinking what other jobs would be like, not, you know, what other jobs would your internet searches make you look guilty? Like if you're a construction worker, you know, and you're looking up.
Yeah. What's your most dangerous search like that you've ever done? Like I don't know how to put that because it could get into a dark area, but there has to be a lighthearted version of that, right? Like where you innocently were like, how many people get murdered by clowns every year? And then you Googled, maybe you mistyped how to murder clowns, you know? Like I'm killing off duty clowns. I don't even care if they wear makeup or not. I'm killing them. They might be a clown. Look at his hair. You know, yeah,
right after that story came out about all the red balloons being left over the metro.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll admit this part. There's a lot of my Google searches. I'm not proud of this. That are a hypochondria. And I've gotten better at it. At not being a technochondria guy, but I can't help it. See a suspicious mole, And I just started, what does it mean? It's got hair growing out of it. Does that mean it's safe? And then there's like 15 different searches for reassurance that I can't let go of.
Can you be charged? Here's one from my search. Can you be charged with murder without a body?
Follow that up with how to dispose a body.
I might have to dig deep. What if I just start? Yep. Yeah. How long? Can you buy? Somebody on the text line said they had a search because this is part of their job. Can you buy lie without being on a list? It's part of their search history. What is the fastest way to remove carpet by yourself? I guess that would be a little bit suspicious. It wouldn't be that bad.
Best way to purchase 17 pressure cookers.
That Do gloves leave fingerprints if they're cheap gloves? That's one of mine, by the way. You guys are great. Is it normal to own 10 tarps? Bone saw is for sale near me. Where's that? Do dogs remember faces? I don't know what that... Oh, okay, I got it.
I think
you killed somebody and their dog saw you do it, and you're like, I'm worried the dog's gonna remember me.
I think if you look at people's like search history about their animals, I bet there's some weird stuff in there.
How to get rid of a smell that is not smoke? Can you rent a van with cash and no questions? That's the winner. That's the most suspicious one. If you're in court and they say, you were looking for van rentals, how to rent a van without any ID. What was that all about?
You then went to Walmart and on your credit card, you purchased 1,000 Tootsie Pops.
All right. Coming up, we're going to be talking about technology and the race to destroy humanity. AI. McDonald's had an AI commercial. It got taken down. The Washington Post is trying to replace me and, well, anybody who actually talks with their mouth and their throat with AI. Who wants that? And also, we're going to give you a list of reasons why you should not buy toys that are integrated with artificial intelligence. That's all coming up next on Midday. Hey, happy Friday, everybody. Why are you playing the AI? Oh, duh, because we're going to talk about AI in a minute. I got offended on behalf of human musicians everywhere because you're playing that, but you had a good point.
That was the, like, that song went viral.
Who is that by?
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Like Rust and Blood,
yeah,
or something
breaking
like
rust.
Breaking Rust.
Yeah, that's the song that went viral, I don't know, maybe 2 months ago that everybody was obsessed over.
Right, because it's AI. It's right. Not real. And by the way, the more I listen to it, the more I'm like, how did anybody ever think that was a real song?
I can't, yeah.
Yeah, it just sounds so pitched and
the only AI song I like is the one about Buc-ee's.
That is a fun one.
It's a fun, and that's because... One, the artist is literally called something AI.
Yeah.
So, like, they're up front with it. Two, it's also just a funny song.
Before we get into this spine-chilling story about AI, I want to tell you about how, well, it's going to be really cold this weekend. Apparently, it's going to be an advantage for the Chiefs at Arrowhead playing the Chargers. It's supposed to be, like, -5 with the wind chill. So, it's going to be a good game for them, hopefully. But it's not going to be a good day to be outside if you're a kid. And especially if you're a kid without a coat. So if you want to help out, make sure a kid in the Kansas City area has a coat, then you need to text KMBZ Coats at 44321. We'll kick you back a link to how you can donate to Coats for Kids, or you can go to KMBZ.com and donate on the website. Again, it's just $25 for one coat. You can donate whatever you want, but it's $25. We'll get one coat. All right, it's time for a couple of stories about AI. The humans are dead. All right. First one is this. McDonald's in the Netherlands put out an AI Christmas ad. And Coca-Cola has done this as well, where they put out an AI-generated ad, and they literally, it's hilarious, because McDonald's did the same thing, and they're like, hey, this took us just as much time as if we had made it practically. If we had just, and by we practically, we mean with CGI at this point, right? First of all, no, it didn't, because, well, I get, maybe it did. If it did, then what's the point? But no, it didn't, because if it did take you as long to make it with the AI and everything as it would have with CGI, then it would have looked a lot better. I don't know if you saw this ad, but it's terrifying. This is a problem with AI. Everybody, nobody has independent movement. Everybody moves the same. So there are a bunch of marionettes just moving in the ad. It's creepy. They're human puppets, basically. Fortunately, it's been pulled after the backlash, so don't tell me that cyberbullying doesn't work. Because they took it down. What's funny about it, though, is Coca-Cola is still going ahead with theirs. They're like, yeah, we don't care. We don't care that people don't like it. We're going to keep doing it. Which really does sum up where companies are at right now with AI. One, we're saying it took just as much effort to do this as it would have taken to use actual people to do it. But we did it anyway. Two, we don't care that you don't like it. We're going to do it anyway. Well, why? Because if this works, then we will save a bunch of money eventually. Who cares if something made by hand is better? This is cheaper.
I have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
I'm not very good at determining whether something or not is ironic.
Mm-hmm.
So this was in the Netherlands.
Yep.
That this got pulled.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Independence is trying to put in a Dutch-based company data center.
That's a good point. What's going on there?
So.
Yeah, so, you know what, and it's funny because they're putting in a Dutch-based data center because they won't let them do it in the Netherlands. They won't let them put those data centers up there, but the Dutch McDonald's used AI.
But it got pulled in the Netherlands.
It did. It wouldn't get pulled here, that's for sure. because obviously Coca-Cola doesn't care. All right, next story involving AI is that the Washington Post is going to launch an AI-generated podcast. Now, if you don't know, the Washington Post, first of all, was bought by Amazon a few years ago and is going downhill. It is, they started replacing writers with AI about 6 months ago, and then they said, you know what? Or anybody. It could be AI, or if you're an amateur writer, you've always wanted to have a Washington Post byline, send us an article. If we like it, we'll just publish it. It used to be a very prestigious magazine. They brought down Nixon, for God's sake, and then they were like, nope, now we're just a mouthpiece of the oligarchy.
Well, this is also, Amazon said that they're going to dub animes with AI-generated voice
fantastic.
Actors.
Fantastic.
So this is not just a... it's already a problem that it's attacking the fourth pillar of our government.
What this is something called the Your Personal Podcast. It's now available to users on the newspaper's mobile app as of today. Whether anybody's going to do it or not, I don't know, because apparently nobody's been listening to their podcasts for a long time because they're garbage. They don't put any effort into it. They don't pay people enough to do them. And the stuff that they're putting out, it's like the New York Times does a good job with this. They have the Daily, which is just basically a rundown of the news. The Post tried to do that. And when I checked it a couple days ago, the most recent episode was about the P. Diddy trial. So that's how well they're doing. So they are doing this. It's an AI-generated podcast. So it'll be two voices talking to each other. And then you get to choose the kind of content that those two voices talk about. Is it part of what we do? And maybe I'm wrong about this, but I've always believed this. Part of what we do as broadcasters is to surprise people. Isn't that a little bit? Do you guys seriously just want your own thoughts and opinions reflected back to you so much that you would listen to a podcast that's doing that? Because that's just sad if that's the case.
Just if you want this, just go on the For You page on Facebook.
No, the For You page is the opposite. The For You page will say, hey, you believe this? Well, you're wrong, and you're stupid and ugly and dumb, and yeah, anybody who's a Chiefs fan is a moron. That's what my For You page says anyway. This is the opposite of a For You page, which might actually be even worse, because at least the For You page challenges you.
First of all, AI voices make me cringe. Like, they make my skin crawl.
Do they really make you cringe?
I can't stand the AI voices.
Yes.
Especially...
they are bothersome.
Stop. They're just like the lack of like voice inflection. Yeah. It's just like... it's too cringe. Flat.
I listen to a lot of just random videos to go to sleep. And there's a lot of like boring facts about Middle Ages to go to sleep to or something like that. And it's getting better, but I started to realize you can start to realize it's AI if there's no mistakes. That's one. But then if the mistakes are so stupid, like I was listening to one and they kept referring, it was again a medieval podcast, and they kept referring to the Anglo-Saxons as the Anglo-Saxons. And I was like, okay, that no human being who knows anything about history would call them the Anglo-Saxons. You know? All right, last story.
We like our English folk with curves in them.
Last story in The Humans Are Dead is this. According to NBC News, a wave of AI-powered children's toys has hit shelves this holiday season, claiming to rely on sophisticated chatbots to animate interactive robots and stuffed animals that can converse with kids. Children have been conversing with stuffies and figurines that seemingly chat with them, like, you know, like Furbies and Build-A-Bears and things like that. But these are actually things that can respond back to you and you have a conversation with. Let's just get into why this is a terrible idea and why it should be rejected. First of all, it says in the article, kids get bored with these things after 5 minutes. You know why? Because it's not the kid creating the conversation. It's just now the kid being talked to. So that's one. You're not engaging your kid. You're boring them. Two, these things are spying on you. They are listening to your kid talk to them, taking that information and then selling it to the highest bidder so that they can then market to you more effectively.
this is a conversation. This is a deeper overall conversation. Mm-hmm. But the point of artificial intelligence is to collect your data.
Yeah. 100%.
Think about anything that has artificial intelligence. You think it's trying to help you. That's the second goal. Right. Is to do what you're asking it to do. The first and primary goal is to collect your data and give it to data brokers, and either the company's going to use it to, you know, better advertise to you, or they're going to sell it off to data brokers, or sometimes both.
Yep. Yep. The third is, and I one is that it's not engaging the kids and they're going to get bored. Two is that they're spying. I'm going to say three, and maybe it's kind of what number one was again. It's not letting kids use their imaginations. And beyond it just making them bored, it's also limiting them. It's limiting them. Remember when you used to take your G.I. Joes and smash them against each other and create your own little fantasy world that they were, you know, fighting in? Remember you take your sister's Barbies and the G.I. Joes and, you know, maybe they get married? You create a little world for yourself. You know what the best Lego set is? One that doesn't have directions. Where a kid can just sit down with that thing and make whatever he wants out of it. Make a fort for his army men, make a gun, whatever it is. I don't know why it has to be violent, but I have boys. That's the best kind of Lego set. Not one where they just follow very specific directions to make, you know, a Frank Lloyd Wright house, Falling Waters. It's a cool design, but not for kids. For God's sake, let your kids use their imagination. That's all I'm saying. 913-586-7798. It's midday. Is this another AI song?
It's the Bucky song.
Okay, good.
This is the only good one.
It sounds like a guy. So there's a thing in music where you double your vocals to make them sound thicker. It sounds, and you can tell it's AI because it doesn't sound like doubling. It sounds like quadrupling. It's like four guys singing exactly the same notes on top of each other.
Yeah, but I don't even want to say creator. Yeah. It's beats by AI. So, like, you're up front with it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I can be okay with that. And also, the lyrics are funny. Like, yeah. Whenever they create, they knew what it was, and they accepted it for what it was. They aren't trying to create something that is already there.
Yeah, I agree with that. I have no problem. Like when the first time anybody heard auto-tuning, it was Cher singing Love After Love, and we knew it was fake. Like we knew that we didn't know it was auto-tuning at the time. We thought it was a thing called a vocoder, but it was like, okay, well, it's obvious like that's a manipulated effect. T-Pain does it, and it's like, well, yeah, that's just his style. But when you do it just to try to fool people, it's wrong. So we're talking about AI. We actually have a caller on the line with us named Gary, wanted to talk about AI toys and how it's been a problem for a while. Gary, go ahead.
Hey.
Hey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
You're on. Yeah. Hi.
Now?
Yeah, go ahead. You're on the air at middays.
Oh, man, I'm sorry. I just wasn't expecting to be on the air this quick.
Well,
I just wanted to talk about a horrible experience I had with the toy. I mean, I know you're talking about AI and everything, but I just want you to know there's something worse out there, and it's been out there since, like, the 80s.
Okay, what?
Well, back in 1988, I had a toy doll. It was called the Good Guy Doll. Have you heard of that?
It sounds familiar.
Yeah, no, it probably sounds a little familiar if you pay attention to the news. So it was like a ripoff of the My Buddy. Doll.
Yep, it was just like the My Buddy doll. Yep. Wait a minute.
The problem with it was it at one point it came to life and it killed my babysitter with a hammer.
What?
And then it tried to frame me for murder. And then it killed a drug kingpin.
What? Oh,
and then tried to frame me
right.
for that murder.
Okay. All right.
And then we found out that it was actually possessed by the soul of a serial killer named Charles Lee Ray.
Yeah, right. This is from Child's Play.
Wish I could say it was Child's Play, but it was anything but.
No, I'm not saying it was Child's Play, the movie with Chucky.
No, it's not from a movie. It's from my life.
All right. Thanks for the call, Gary. Jeez. You screening these people, Quentin? Just letting anybody through today?
It's a free country. Don't break my FCC rules.
He didn't. He kept it. He kept it FCC friendly. He just didn't keep it very sane. Hey, coming up, we have the list of the best Christmas movie villains. We'll be doing that at 1 o'clock. Get your picks in right now. Christmas movie villains. Who is the number one? Text them right now, 913-586-7798. Next, we're going to talk about Christmas movies, though, and ask this. Are these actual Christmas movies? I'm not talking about Die Hard. We all know that's a Christmas movie. But how about Batman Returns? How about the Harry Potter movies? That's next on Midday.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.